You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It is the E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. We are back for another episode of the E-Man After Show. We are back in the building. And so, Mandy, how are you?
I am well. Hello, everyone. So happy to be back on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we're excited and delighted that you guys would join us on tonight for another episode of the E-Man After Show. We are back. We're back in the building. And so, Mandy?
Yes.
Glad to have you. Just came off a great show over on Mandy the Mentor. And we had a great show over there. And so we back on We Talk Radio Network tonight.
We are back on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, in the E-Man Studios. We're excited that you guys will join me on tonight. Got to take a break, Mandy.
Okay.
And when I come back out of this break, we will... I tell you what, Mandy, let's do this here. We would come back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
Apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decision. I do just what I feel, trusting my do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way. Forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna
Oh, yes, it is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us again on another episode of the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Well, hello, Mandy.
Hello.
So excited that you would join me on tonight. We want to thank all of you guys that's over on the network. We want to thank you guys that's hanging by on the phone lines tonight. You'll join the E-Man After Show. Just come off of a show called Mandy the Mentor. She's in the building. Mandy,
yes.
Do we got any wee announcements tonight?
We do.
Give us our wee announcements.
All right, guys. So you may want to save the date for the Heels on the Move to Heal 4th Annual Charity Shoe Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fashion show, Charity Shoe Fashion Show. It's going to be held on October the 30th. This year, 2021, at 5 p.m., it is a virtual event. For more information, you can go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. Now, once again, it's going to be held October the 30th of this year at 5 p.m., so you want to learn about it and invite someone. Once again, heelsonthemovetoheal.org for more information.
Yes. We want to thank all of you guys that's on the network. We want you to go to our network. It's www.WeTalkRadioNetwork and check out all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, we have a YouTube channel. I want you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel. We want you to follow us on the network. We just got a lot of great things that's going on, Mandy.
Right.
Yeah, we're excited tonight. We are just been doing a lot of great things, man, over here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a new show, guys. It's called Groovy Tuesday. You can check it out at 4 p.m. on every Tuesday evening. It's hosted by Miss Kia Davis. You would love that show. If you're in the office and, you know, a lot of people work from home, if you're working from home, you know, you want to check out Groovy Tuesday as you're surfing the network. And then we just want you to pay attention to all the great things that's going on over here on We Talk Radio. Well, welcome back to the E-Man After Show. It's a Sunday night. We broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. It is, 9:14 Central Standard Time in Dallas, Texas, but it might be 3 o'clock around the world somewhere. Yeah. It may be afternoon. Wherever you are listening to We Talk Radio Network, welcome. We're so appreciative that you would join us tonight. Last Sunday night, man, let's do a recap. We started last Sunday night. I call it a little series, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Last Sunday night, we talked about DEI,
yeah,
men of color.
Okay.
And we got into a great conversation of DEI, man in color, you know, because, you know, I'm an African-American brother.
Yes.
And, you know, we are somewhat not treated equally, you know, and it's a privileged conversation that we are having in these times that we live in.
Right.
And so tonight I got a few fellas that's going to come around the domino table. You, those of you that listen to the E-Man After Show, we just come around the domino table and we sit around and we just talk about issues that different one write in that they want us to talk about. And this kind of conversation came up because I did a panel and they was talking about DEI. And I said, okay. And then we discussed it and I said, you know what, we'll bring some of these topics to the show, because, man, I could have came from a different perspective when you talk about diversity, equity, and exclusion. Inclusion. You know what I'm saying? I could have came from it from a woman's perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, from you know, I think I did it from a man's perspective, from a business owner perspective.
Right.
You know, it's different ways that you can really this conversation. Why people that have businesses, those that's running any kind of organization, you know, we know it's in the school system. It's a prevalent conversation in the school system.
It is.
But I kind of want to talk about it, you know, DEI and the church tonight.
Right, right.
You know, not that it's in the church. And then a lot of churches, they implemented a lot of this in their teachings, they implement it in their boardrooms, in their conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a great conversation to have. Those of you that know the E-Man Show, we don't deem down anyone's opinion. We don't try to prove that we have the right answer or the wrong answer. It's just an opinion.
Right.
And so with our opinions, you know, we're allowing you, we're inviting you to the table,
mm-hmm,
and we want you to have a voice to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so to all of my why? Because this is what is it? What are we celebrating all month over here on We Talk Radio? Hispanic Heritage Month, right, Mandy?
We are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month.
And so we want all of my Hispanic brothers and all of my Hispanic sisters, those of you that want to call in and join the conversation tonight, if you just want to be a part of the topic tonight, we're just talking about EDI and the church. You know, do it need to be in the church? Do we need to have these kind of conversations? Because who makes the decisions in the church?
Right, right.
You know, and so for somebody that may not understand what we're really talking about, may not even understand why they keep talking about diversity, why they keep talking about equity, why they keep talking about, you know, inclusion.
Uh-huh.
Man, why don't you kind of tell us what that kind of mean to those that's listening on the network tonight?
Yeah, so when we're talking about diversity, you know, it can relate to it too, but not limited to race, gender, religion, sexual orientation. It can relate to your social economic status, the language you speak, different disability, religion, you know. And when we talk about equity, you know, we're talking about promoting justice, talking about impartiality and fairness within procedures, organizations, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And inclusion, it's inviting everyone, irregardless of what you're diverse in, irregardless of you feel like you fit in or not, we're going to invite you for a seat at the table and include you in the conversation.
Yes, and so tonight I have a big six question because those of you that follow me, the E-Man After Show, it's a few fellas come around the domino table and I come up with a big six question to those of you that write in. If you want to write E-Man, you can write me here at E-Man at WeTalkRadio.com. And you know what? You know, I'll read your suggestion. And guess what? We might be talking about whatever you want us to talk about. And so everyone's opinion is a welcome here at the E-Man After Show. And that's what we're talking about tonight, DEI and the church.
Right.
Is it needed? Do we need to have kind of conversations, you know, that what goes on in the church? Because we're living in trying times.
We are.
We're living in difficult times. And because we know Christ, you know, he transcends love. He transcends all color.
He does.
And so if we're going to worship with each other, you know, being diverse, if it be Hispanic worship, if it be Caucasian worship, if it be African-American worship, if we're going to worship with each other, you know, we all need to be included.
Right.
We need to be included in the praise team. We need to be included in the choir.
Right.
We need to be included on the usher board.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then who makes the decisions?
Yeah.
Who makes the decision what you wear in the choir?
Right.
You know, it'd be some churches recognize, just like we're recognizing over here on the network, we'll celebrate all month long, Hispanic month, right, Mandy?
Yeah, Hispanic Heritage Month.
All the month long. And so is there a decision in the church saying, you know what, we're going to let our Hispanic brothers lead the praise and worship this Sunday.
Right.
Somebody got to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Since we all at the same table, since we all at the same church, you know, mm-hmm. we said all the pews is equal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so who gets to make those kind of conversations? So what is the moral of the story of DEI is a conversation of awareness. And it's all about change. And how do we make change if we don't have discussions and conversations, if it be in the workplace, if it be in the school systems, if it be, you know, it prevalent even in your home,
right?
You know, you got even in your home when you have a daughter and a son, you know, are you biased toward them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do you include your children? I mean, because you know, when I think about it, Mandy,
uh-huh.
I think about a racial couple that's you know, Hispanic married to a black guy,
mm-hmm.
African American brother married to a Caucasian sister,
mm-hmm.
vice versa.
Yeah.
You understand? That's diverse.
It is.
And so if you don't really understand, who makes the decision, you know, with the kids? And so the EDI can be implemented anywhere. And we just, you know, decided to come up with the topic tonight in the church because I think it's very important. I think it's prevalent. It needs to be in the church.
It does. And mm-hmm. it needs to be discussed. This is the key. A lot of times as Christians, it can be challenging to partake in these conversations because it can become confrontational when it comes to opinions. But sometimes we have to put these discussions out on the table to come with a solution, right? And this is important.
Yeah, I believe it's important. Why? Because a lot of us are taught a lot of different ways. When you start talking about theology and different teachings you know, we got people all around the world listening to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
And we got people, you know, in different continents. Why? Because We Talk Radio is global.
Yes.
And so you have brothers and sisters sitting around the world that may agree and may disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You have people been taught so much. Religion is very prevalent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we can get real religious and we can, you know, come from what we've been taught and believe that we have to implement it and not really understanding the conversation.
Yes.
And so when we're talking about just practical conversation about anything, we're looking for change. What is the solution? For our spirit, man, Mandy, and you're a prophet. You tell me this here. For the spiritual world, those of us that, you know, serve God and those of us that hear from God, we don't want to be naivete and because Paul teaches us.
Right.
And get a good understanding.
Yes.
And we don't want to confuse trying to make this be a spiritual conversation. It is a conversation. Why? Because the reality of we're human beings.
Right, and we are, and we have to understand that. We have two natures.
Yes.
You're not going to always be in the spirit 24/7.
Right.
And there's a time for that, and that's a good thing. But we have to understand that we have to be able to communicate with all people.
Right.
And be able to relate to all people. You know, that's the part that makes us human, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times people have to experience your human side before they can experience the spiritual side of
right,
you.
Right.
Because there's a connection sometimes that has to be made depending on the individual and their understanding. So we can't be so, and we've heard this saying so many times, Iman,
mm-hmm.
we can't be so heavenly bound till we're no earthly good.
Yeah, because we're not effective, and we misrepresent God when
right.
we do that.
Mm-hmm. And we don't serve an ignorant God,
yes,
right?
Right?
God is very intelligent, and he teaches us how to conduct ourselves intelligently.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
I definitely agree because, we can run. I mean, we got people listening to us tonight,
mm-hmm.
you know, with join this conversation because if I'm to be an ambassador of Christ and not even know you,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to just really come at you talking about God and I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me introduce myself to you and then have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Once I have a conversation with you, probably in the conversation, you're probably going to realize, okay, this guy's a believer.
Right.
You understand?
I understand.
And then allow itself for me to tell you about my Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by all means, I'm going to do that.
Right.
But if it never come up, I'm not just going to make it come up.
Yeah, there's a time for
everything. Yes,
there
yes.
is a time to witness and go out and approach someone about Christ, right?
Right?
And there's a time letting a person get to know you, and they will identify you by your lifestyle.
Yes, and so those are, why would we say that? Those of you listening on the network tonight, we see you over on the network, on the phone lines. Listen, if you can call E-Man here at 563-999-3456. You have to hit option one.
Uno,
that's one on your phone if you want to join the conversation. You have to hit option one. And if you hit option one, that would bring you into the conversation. Why? Because you may have an opinion, you know, and we're not here to deem, really to talk about the church.
Right, right.
We just want to bring some awareness and say to the body of Christ, because I'm a Christian brother too.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I know the word.
Right.
I have the engrafted word in me.
Yeah.
Paul spoke five different languages, Mandy.
He did.
That's why he was so effective, and that's why you see so many writings of Paul.
Diverse. Mm-hmm.
Moses spoke one. And so if you speak in one language and four other people don't understand it, you understand what I'm saying? We have to include everyone, so you got to be skilled enough to have more than one kind of conversation.
Right.
And so in the church, I think it's very important that we have more than one conversation.
And we should.
And we should. Yes.
You cannot go to a board meeting, a
mm-hmm.
business meeting, board meeting at your company speaking in tongues. You can't go to the board meeting pulling out a Bible. If there's a time for that.
Right.
And we have to know how to conduct ourselves in all situations accordingly.
Right, right. Okay. When you said that, Mandy, reminded me of a story, Mandy. It reminded me of a story that TNT,
mm-hmm.
and they had a lot of pastors was at this conference with CEOs because they was over there by jobs,
right?
You know, having jobs and that type of nature,
mm-hmm.
And so the pastors, a lot of influential pastors was at this seminar, this webinar, and what was interesting, some type of way, I'm sitting at the sound booth with a Hispanic guy and a white guy and two more black guys. We diverse at the sound booth,
right?
And the conversation got interesting because the CEOs and the GMs and the owners, founders of the company, the preachers were there because they looking for jobs for the members, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the preachers began to say to the CEOs and GMs, they all in our church.
Mm-hmm.
We got them all in our church. And so the GM shot back and the CEO shot back, but when y'all sent them to us, you know, we pay them $52 an hour. We don't pay them $52 an hour to come in here and speak in tongues.
Right, right.
We don't pay them $52 an hour to come in here and talk about God. We pay
yes.
them $52 an hour to come in here and do our job.
Yes.
And so we looking at each other. I said, oh, this is a good conversation going
so good.
On.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's integrity.
Yes.
So as a believer walking in integrity, what am I getting paid to do here?
Yes.
Now, it's okay, you know, from time to time when you're connecting on a break or
right,
whatever
right.
case may be to talk about the Lord. But at the same time, you're there to do a job. That will come, but you're there to do a job.
Yeah, I thought that was a great conversation because one CEO, he was a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying to these pastors, yeah, we'll hire them, but y'all got to stop teaching them that we are the devil.
Right.
Y'all got to stop teaching them that they make our company. This was an African-American CEO. He's a billionaire. He got plenty of money.
Okay.
You, we are known in the city of Dallas.
Okay.
Around the world. And he said, you got to stop teaching that we are the devil. We're not the devil.
Right.
We're hiring them to do a job. We didn't hire them to come here and read their Bible. Because I'm a Christian, just like you were saying. When you get time to, you know, at your desk, we ain't stopping you from reading your Bible.
Right.
But we need our work done. And we don't need you talking about the Bible when you're in the bathroom talking about the manager, rebuking the manager, when we done had a board meeting and we done gave her a directive to give to you.
Okay.
But now you want to deem it the devil because you don't want to do it.
Right.
But accountability.
Accountability.
And I was sitting there at the sound booth looking at, and I was like, "Woo, this is good." But what was respectful about it, man? The preachers, these was fluential preachers that was there, and common preachers because they looking for jobs for the community. And they said, we'll hire them. But quit telling them they made our company. They didn't make our company. We made our company.
And that's, you know what? And that's something else we can bring to the table. We know we're talking about DEI, the entitlement. You know?
Entitlement, yeah.
A lot of times, you know, we know who God is, right? And we know that. You know, we know scripture and we know that we can speak things into existence and God will bless us in many ways. And a lot of us walk in wealth of many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not entitled to anything.
Right.
And the same way God blesses us, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, right?
Yes.
He blessed those people with the positions they have to hire you to do a job.
And that's kind of what one of the CEOs, Mr. Preachers, we would love to hire your members. But please quit teaching them that we are the devil.
Yeah.
Because if we the devil, you hire them. And I was sitting there next to Sam Boo. I'm looking at this Hispanic guy, and he was like, wow. Why? Because at the end of the day, and when we're talking about diversity, you know, equity, we know we're not equal in certain levels. We know when we come to the table, our voice is not. Well, why? Because when we come to the table, the only way to bring real change is you having a conversation and being part of the decision making. And so these CEOs are saying, yes, we would like to hire them so they can make the decision for our company.
Yes.
But it's a way you do it. And so does this kind of topic need to be in the church? Yeah, we need to be teaching, just like you was talking about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
We need to teach that.
We do.
In the church today.
And we should. We should. Mm-hmm. We need to teach accountability. And I that's something that I stand on firmly when it comes to teaching and equating it to the word of God, being accountable. But you were talking, E-Man, and we were talking about DEI, the workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledgement, you know?
Yes.
Acknowledgement, acknowledging that, okay, maybe we didn't do it right.
Right.
Maybe we walked through these people's doors and we didn't get it right because we had the wrong perspective.
Right.
And making changes. But we cannot do that unless we acknowledge it first, acknowledge what needs to be changed and how changes can be made. And this is why we're talking about DEI.
Yes. And so we're excited that you guys would join us on tonight. This is the E-Man After Show. Listen, you can the sisters, you can call in because I have talked to several women, sisters, and say, I listen to your show. I listen to it on the network. I said, well, you can call in. Oh, no. I said, yeah, your opinion is very well welcome. Yeah. I love some ladies have an opinion. And I said, yes, she does. And I would like to hear yours. And they say, well, I'm going to listen and I'm going to call in. Why? Because, you know, it's just us men sit around the table and, you know, we have dialogue and we have conversation. And the reason why I say deeming men is not to be a right or wrong answer.
Uh-huh.
When we're playing dominoes, we're not trying to have the right answer.
That's right.
We're just having a conversation.
Yes.
We want to make you aware on the network. Thank all you guys on We Talk Radio Network. You can check out the E-Man After Show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. I know it's a late show to those of you down in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, those of you on Central Standard Time. You say, woo, it's past my bedtime. Well, the Cowboys won today.
They did, right.
The Cowboys won today, and probably going to bed. You're probably surfing. Call us up here at 563-999-456 if you want to join the case, join the conversation. I'm going to take a break. When I come back out of the break, we're going to put a big six question out there. It's DDI and the church.
Right.
You guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
About the way that you talk to me, even when you're not all around, I feel you, boy. I feel you, boy. Yeah. Tangled in your love and your energy, perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting. But perfect, but you're perfect to me. Work, been asleep, you're a dream. I need you. So we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
through the pages of my notebook. He came across the words and he said, we gotta do something with these words. It's happening every day and people wanna hear about it, Betty. You see, it's the story of a young girl making love for the very first time. Now, when I finally got a melody, I took it home and I played it for my mother. Now, I gotta tell you a little bit about my mother. You see, I come from one of those pretty large families and I'm the baby of the family. And you know, you never grow up to your mother. I'll never forget the way she looked at me when I played it for her. She said, I like the music. You know, baby, the melody is really nice. But I know you're not going to sing that song. To do this for me, if you will. Everybody, think back to your very first time. Now, I'll give you a little while longer because I know some of you have to think back a little bit further than others.
Right here on the E-Man After Show.
got a big, big question I'm putting out there.
Tonight.
We'll be talking about that right after this. Come on, Miss Betty.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
So get ready to try to bring some of the brothers into the conversation on tonight. Those of you that are standing by on the phone lines, we're excited that you will stand by tonight to join the conversation. I have a Big Six question that I'm putting out there tonight. And my Big Six question is, there's Big Six. D-I. Just having a conversation, a discussion tonight. Listen, if you want to talk to me in tonight, you can call me here up at 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. You can join the conversation tonight. We're talking about D9 and the church. brother standing by on the phone line. And let's see if we can bring him up. Let's try to bring up last four numbers, 3900. You are on with me, man. Hello, music. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear your music. Is up. I can hear you. I want to come in with a 6-5.
You want to come in on 6-5? You didn't want 15
right.
points. I had 15 points for you. But you coming in
okay.
on 6-5, huh?
I didn't want. I know there's others that's coming in. You know, I would have.
Oh, never mind. I was getting ready to bring this caller up 4875, but he dropped off the line. And so we're jumping back into the conversation. Last week, guys, we want to thank all of you guys that's on the phone lines. We want to thank all of you. You have to hit option one. If you hit option one, it signal us and let us know you want to join the conversation. If not, we think you're just there listening, and we really appreciative of that, and you're welcome to listen on the phone line just as well as you listening on the network. You can go to the network. What is it? www.wetalkradio.com. You know, go to the live shows and click on podcasts, and you can be able to join the show and listen on the network of We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio has been in existence now for 11 years, running strong. Shout out to the CEO, Miss Kia Davis. We're just doing the doggone tease, doing the doggone thing over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's a man's show, and she have allowed us men to come around the domino table and just have conversation. Those of you that's listening around the world, pull your cup of tea. We got some sugar for you tonight. Get you some coffee. Because we're going to get into this discussion of DEI. And Mr. Dwayne, you know, we let's kind of do somewhat a recap of last week, Mr. Dwayne. Me and you was in conversation, and those of you that was on the network last week, we talked about DEI, men of color. And we come from the perspective because, you know, we're a man of color, and, you know, how we're perceived and what are some of our perspectives when we talk about diversity, when we talk about equity, and when we talk about exclusion, we talked about that last Sunday night. Tonight, I just wanted to come from a perspective because there's so many different perspectives you could come from when you're talking about DEI. You know, it's in the workplace everywhere. You know, it's in conversations everywhere. It can also be in your home. And so I kind of described, because I asked last week, was – when, you know, for you know, us men to, what does DEI mean to each and every one of us? And my simpler answer was, I think Mandy gave us the definition last week of DEI. And Mandy, you want to give us the definition again, just in case that person around the world is like, okay, what are they really talking about?
Sure.
Let's talk about diversity real quick.
Yeah, so when we're talking about diversity, we're talking about race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, ethnicity, nationality, socioeconomic status, right?
Mm-hmm.
Language, it can be disability, age, religion. I mean, these are some of the things, but not limited to. And when we talk about equity,
yes.
We're talking about
justice and
promoting justice
mm-hmm.
We talk about impartiality, fairness, and procedures within organizations, within race itself, within
right.
church, just different, you know,
right.
different companies and organizations and things of that nature. And inclusion, we talk about everyone being invited.
Yes, very simple. It's a conversation that needs to be had because we all know we're not all monolithic people, and we all, you know, we all have different perspectives, but we don't all think alike, Mr. Dwayne. And so in that, you know, we're just talking about it in the church. You know, how do we have this kind of conversation when we're in the church? Because there are a lot of different biases, and there's a lot of different, you know, when you look at a lot of mixed cultural churches today, it's a lot of diverse people go to church today. But who's making the decisions? What is this? Hispanic Awareness Month, Appreciation Month, Heritage Month, all month long. Who decides who's leading the praise team Hispanic this week? You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Dwayne? That was a decision made in the boardroom. What was the Hispanic culture? Were they part of that decision, Or did someone just say, no, we're just going to put them up? So that's kind of somewhat what we're talking about. I think what it means to me, Mandy and Dwayne, I make it real simple like I did last week, is being invited to the party and never ask to dance once you get to the party.
Right.
If you're going to invite me to the party, at least ask me to dance. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? It's just that simple to me. You know why? Because everyone has an opinion. We all need to be included in the decision making. So, Mr. Dwayne, I'll ask you this question tonight. DEI and the church. Not that it's in the church, but do you think we need to have these kind of conversations in the church today?
Yes, we definitely need to have this conversation in the church.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And so I would ask you, what does DEI, I keep saying DDI, I don't know why. Well, I know why, because there's a typo on my paperwork, my sister's Dwayne. Let me scratch this out and put DDEI. They got DDI typed up here, and so that's why I keep seeing it like that. But it's DEI. Dwayne, in your own way, why don't you kind of somewhat tell me what do DEI means to you, or and why do you think we need to have it in the church? Why do you think this kind of conversation is prevalent and needed to be had in the church today?
Because you have differences of opinions. If you break it down in components, you have diversity, which is differences of, as Sister Mandy said, color, race, gender, you know, a plethora of different ideas that needs to be brought into the church. Equity is what that person can bring to that church. It can be Spanish. It can be a number of different things. And then include everybody at the table, to put everybody at the table. That's, you know, that to me in a nutshell, the simple way to put it, that's the way how I look at it.
Yeah, and I definitely agree, because if we to make change, you know, we have to be included. You know, there's a lot of procedures and policies put together, but we're never in the decision making. And so if we're not included in the decision making, who, you know, decisions don't work for everybody. And so I think it's important if we, you know, we're going to be diverse in the church today. We be, you know, we're all around the table. All the pews are the same. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what's funny, Mr. Dwayne? It ain't funny. It's one thing I will say, and this probably be a little funny moment. It just hit my head, Mr. Dwayne. Nobody has a decision when it comes to the money. The money is all green. And so when they pass the plate, trust me, the decision is passing to the left, to the right, whichever way you're going to get it, you're going to get it. There ain't no problem with no decision when it comes to that. They'll turn a whole service to get that money.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying, Dwayne? Just somebody just thought about it just off the top of my head. But I think it's very important today that we really have discussions, because we have so many diverse churches. We have those of us that worship with different cultures and different ethnicities. And so if I'm sitting beside a Hispanic brother and not really understand how he worship, you know, we diverse enough to invite him to our church. But like I said, if we, who's making the decisions in the boardroom to let them go forth and be on the praise team and celebrate their month? Dwayne, it was interesting, sir, because I was in a conversation with a group of young individuals, some church individuals, and this particular church was recognizing Hispanic. And really, they kind of made an interesting statement to me. They were saying, you know, that they was like, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And I said, what do you mean? They was like, well, I wasn't expecting that. I just thought it was going to be, you know, some good old Holy Ghost shouting music. You know what I'm saying? And but the Hispanics was going forth in the praise team, and they was performing real well. I thought it was a real great service. And it baffled me that we think like but one color. We can't worship, you know, God is multicolored. I mean, we have to learn how to worship like everybody worship, I think. You know, wouldn't you agree, Dwayne?
Yes. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and I was saying to the couple I was talking to, I said, well, I mean, you can't get into the spirit unless it's our culture that's doing it. You know, this is the diverse part that we need in the church. Why? Because just as well as I look around this particular church that I was working at, I see Hispanics. I see a whole lot of more Hispanics than I see African Americans. And so I would think they would go forth and if you dare to get the word, because the Hispanic preacher, he came on with the word. He put the word down. They was able to receive the word, but they didn't understand that, you know, they was included. Why? Their culture was being recognized this month. And we, you know, shout out and salute all of our Hispanic brothers and sisters. Why? Because we're diverse. You know, we want to embrace them, you know. And so it just kind of baffles me sometimes, Dwayne, and how we perceive and how we think in the church today. It just, you know, I'm just baffled of some of the conversations that we have. And, you know, we can't really have conversations like this. People shy away from these conversations. You know, I've noticed just this, just since we talking about it on the E-Man After Show, it's just amazing how people shy away. They don't want to really get into it because they don't really want to discuss race. You know, they don't want to come from the perspective. Is it a racial conversation? Is it, you know what, Dwayne? I got a lot of great feedback on the show last week. If you guys want to go back, come back and listen to the E-Man After Show, go to We Talk Radio, go on the network, click on podcast, and you'll see the E-Man After Show, and go back and listen to that show. I got a lot of great compliments on the conversation, and they just thought the conversation was very well needed. We got to continue to talk about it. So I would share with you with all of us, don't lose your voice. We got to have conversation. We got to be diverse. We got to show love. But we need to be in the decision making. Don't you think, Dwayne? We need to be in the decision making, you know, because if not, you know, it just like in the workplace, because I'm quite sure there's business being conducted in church. I mean, you got to take care of the church business, right? When you think, Dwayne? Yeah.
Yes, but why do you think that we are not included a lot of times in the church in decision making?
Why do I think we...
Like a lot of pastors, clergymen don't include the lay people as far as the parishioners to have more of a voice in the church?
I think because... You know, we in a different time and our mindsets are different. When you've been taught a certain way, you know, for just down through the years, you know, you've been taught a third a theology and you just stuck. I call it a stronghold. You just believe what you believe. And so because scripture teaches us God is doing a new thing and you know, the times are different. The method don't change with God, but the times have. I mean, the message don't change with God, but the time does have. And so we're in different times. We got new concepts, new ideas. But when you're so religious, when you just stuck with just, you see it your way, and so you don't want to hear what the parishioners have to say. You ain't got no problem getting any money, but you don't want them to come and tell you that, you know, I think you should do it this way, and I think you should do it that way. If we all about change, you know, you take for instance, like it could be very simple as Mr. Dwayne, you know, who said you had to go to church two and three nights a week? You know, the parishioner saying, well, you know what? I think we come into church too many nights a week. I think it just should be two nights a week. You won't know that until you include us into the conversation. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I would think a lot of the leaders, because, you know, they say they're going to hear from God, and it's not that we challenge you to hear from God. I just think that we living in times now where young kids are getting molested. There's a lot going on in the world in homes today, but they show up at the church. And so when they show up at the church and you got a parent coming there because their child is distraught, you know, and then you got a parishioner telling the pastor, well, you don't really even preach about sin no more. You don't really even talk about, you shy away when we talk about homosexuality. Dwayne, this is, I haven't heard that message in the last 10 years from no preacher. Why? Because they won't talk about it. And so.
Well, there's reasons for that also.
We understand the reason.
We're also living in a time where the church has accepted money from the world. When I say world, the government. Mm-hmm. And
right.
There's things that you can say and you can't say. That's
well,
why I was
being
saying,
muffled.
Right. That's why I was saying we have to be also careful about how we allow the world to be a part or enter with their constructs in the church. But, you know, with that said, that's why a lot of churches can't really say what they do. Their mouth is muffled because they've accepted government money from the church, and when you accept government money from church, you can't say what you want to say. You can't talk about homosexuality. You can't say certain things.
And this is why they don't want to have a conversation with the parishioners. Why? Because people that has an opinion and think like way maybe we think, and it's someone on the network think like we think, it's someone around the world that you're listening. You know, have you ever sit down and had a conversation? You know, what? You know, if you're preaching the whole gospel and the full gospel, why do you shy away from certain conversations? You know, and even when it comes to money, when it comes to sex, you know, and then those that do talk about it, they get deemed a certain way because now the parishioners want to know, well, why are we having those kind of conversations in the church? you know what I'm saying? Because why? They want Bible every time they come to church. They want you to preach them a scripture. But to me, I think a well-balanced life for any individual is, you know, learning in it, because scripture do teach us out of all that getting, get understanding. But, you know, if we're not taught life in the church, because I believe I had a caller one time was talking about the educators and the teachers are not there to babysit the students. They're there to teach the students. And so the same thing in the church. But if you don't teach life in the church, because people are trying to figure out how to work life, because some things are just life situations that you cannot get around. And what if you got all these thousands of people? Mm-hmm.
I was just saying, just give me an example. I wasn't sure where you were
coming
from.
When you're talking about life as a young man, this is a man show, what we call real boys and real men talk. And in a lot of churches, they have men ministries. They have men ministries in a lot of churches. They have women ministries. When you're around men, you know, instead of teaching them they're going to go to hell because they're fornicating, you know, teach us from a man perspective, how do you carry yourself as a young man? What are some of the do's and don'ts? You know, I'll make it this simple. In working, you have to be self-sufficient. You have to take care of yourself. You know, I mean, I know we're quick to throw out a scripture, if a man don't work, he don't eat. But if that's not rightly divided, you'll misunderstand that scripture because it's plenty of times I didn't work. I eat every day. But you understand what I'm saying? So if we in the church and we have men ministry, are we teaching just Bible? Are we teaching how do you work life? Because life is rough for all men. I don't care what culture you are. If you're Hispanic, white, black, life becomes rough, you know. And we understand what scripture says, but If you ain't consistent, if you keep quitting jobs, you know, you get a job, you work 2 weeks, you don't like the job, and then you quit. You know, you have no stability. You know, that's what I mean when I say, you know, I mean, you take a young man, I think it was you asked Mandy the question last week about her mentor program, because I think you said last week, Mr. Dwayne, our sisters take, you know, raising young boys. Go far, everything about a man because she's not a man. But if you in church and, you know, listen, young man, you need to stay on your job. You need to be, you know, you need to learn certain how you carry yourself in the workplace. That's the kind. Why don't we teach like that in the church? Why do, I mean, because we got the spiritual principles down. But I think it's scripture, it's over in the scripture where it talks about that we may have prospered and be in good health even as our soul. We have to be able to prosper in the whole man, not just the spiritual man. We got the Bible down when it comes to spiritual principles. But who's standing up to tell this young man to pull your pants up? Who's telling this young man, you know, if you make $200, we're telling you to tithe? Or we're telling you to bring that tenth in now? But who's telling that young man or that young lady, put your $100 back? Or do you think we need to have those kind of conversations in church? Because there's a balance. I mean, Mr. Duane, do you think that there's a balance in church? I mean, do you do it over the pulpit, or do you do it in a sermon, or do you do it when you have a men conference and that particular platform calls for that kind of conversation? What do you think, Mr. Duane?
A little bit of everything you just said, but I noticed that the church stopped doing that because they get a lot of backlash. You know, if mm-hmm. an elder or deacon tell that brother pull up his pants or take off his hat when he comes in church, now he's considered old-fashioned. He's
mm-hmm.
considered he's being biased, or he's not including him into the church because of the way he might dress or some of the things that he might say. So I noticed that the church is allowing, you know, and I mean, times is evolving, changes, but I noticed the church is allowing things that to me is just going, it's too far gone. And
mm-hmm.
they're allowing now in the church.
I mean, I don't, Mr. Wayne, I don't know about you. I don't think we have to accept everything that comes in the church, but I do believe.
But I'm seeing a lot that they're accepting.
Yes. Yeah, well, you just said a while ago, Duane. I just heard you say a while ago it's behind the bottom, you know, behind the dollar. When you get certain dollars, you allow a lot of stuff to come in. You know what I'm saying? Because no one is going to speak up. I think we good in teaching the word of God for the spiritual part of the man. But I think the church do a poor job in, you know, because I use the word work life. You spiritual, you still got to be able to work life, because, man, if you don't learn how to work life out here, life is challenging, and especially a man of color. You know, we talked a little bit about that last week. We recognize we're not equal, because that's where equity is not equal. And so we're not equal. So when we're in the church today, you know, who's teaching the young ladies? Who's making the decision what kind of conversation we have in church? Do it always got to be a message? I mean, can we have some panels where we having discussions with the members? I mean, right now, the church world today, Mr. Duane, is still arguing about who's open and who's closed. And not realizing there is a decision being made in the boardroom of why the church is not being open. But we as a Christian people, mm-hmm. We deem it to be a faith thing, when it has nothing to do with faith. It has all to do with that leader understanding because that's what scripture teaches you. Also know those that labor among you. You got to know your leadership. You got to know your members. You got to know if you got elderly people in church. And so if the leader is not opening back up, there's a reason why. It's been discussed already in the boardroom, he's probably not the only one making the decision. You got a board there saying, well, should we or shouldn't we? And kudos to all the leaders that hear from God, and you bring your people back in. And kudos to all of you that hear from God that you don't bring your people back in. Why? Because it's wisdom. But if we don't talk about it, if we don't include everybody's conversation, we'll be quick to deem everything to be, you know, something totally different than it is. Why? Because we don't really even understand the whole conversation. And so tonight, we're talking. That's what we're talking about tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. Just kind of wanted to jump into this kind of conversation, wanted to have this kind of topic, because I get emails, I get texts, I get phone calls that different people want you to talk about. I mean, the person that wanted me to talk about it, they didn't think I was going to talk about this, Mr. Duane. They said they was on another network, a Christian network, and they didn't want to talk about it. And I said, oh, I'll talk about it. They say, would you really? I said, yes. Why wouldn't we have a conversation? Because if we can't come to the table and make some decision, I don't see change. Do you, Mr. Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the workplace. That's in the church. That's if we don't have conversations about and be, you know, being included in the decision making, do you see change?
That's right.
That's just to, you know, just to provoke. I mean, if we can't have these kind of conversations, because it's all awareness. You know, someone out there on the network, you know, you heard it in the workplace, and you want to know should it be into the church? I think someone need to go back to their leadership in church and say, you know, we need to have conversations. You know, your church is in our community. And we come to the church, but our voices are not heard. Who's making the decisions of why we come to church Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Sunday night? Why are we having so many church services? You understand what I'm saying? And nothing wrong with whoever, how many times they want to go to church. You want to go to church 5 days a week, that's fine. But who made that decision?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who makes the decision of what time we get out of church? You know, who makes the decision of who sing, who play? I think all that's important. Why? Because we all up in there. We all diverse. And that's not the, Mr. Dwayne, that's not to go over the leadership head. Because I think you got to be an adult and intelligent enough to have that kind of a conversation. You're not going in there being, you know, picky and saying, oh, I don't like this and complaining about stuff. That's not what we're talking about neither. We're
right.
Talking about just decisions being made of, you know, that would help you in life, would help you know how to navigate in this world and being a Christian, in this world understanding what God wants for all of us, to prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospers. That's in every area of our lives. That's, you know, from, you know, being married to, you know, owning your own business, you know, for whatever. And I just think it need to be taught in the church just as well. That's just my opinion.
Amen.
So, guys, we're excited and delighted that you would join us tonight. This is a man's show. It's a late show. And we know you guys have to get up in the morning time, but we take the time to have these kind of conversations. Dwayne, I told you last week, I'm going to do a series. And I got one more topic that I do want to talk about, you know, and then we'll jump into other topics. But next Sunday night, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about DEI and the woman.
Oh,
so you yes. Go, we have Mandy, what do you think about that?
I think that would be a good topic.
Yeah.
I do.
Can you give me somewhat a perspective of DEI and the woman?
Okay, so thank you for asking. Yeah, so, I mean, we're all different. We're made up differently,
right.
You know, even in our emotions, the way we feel about things, you know, they're different, you know, and we bring different feelings, emotions, the way we see things, the way we dissect things, even when it comes to relationships to the table.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we're not always treated equally. And what I mean amongst one another,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to how we look,
okay.
when it comes to who we hang out with,
right.
How we communicate. You know, you have
yeah.
some people, because of their educational status, they will not communicate with you or even fellowship with you because you may not be to the standard that they prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, inclusion, just being included, including that other woman into your activities and things that you have going.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times women do not like to include one another because they're too busy competing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Competing, there's competition, you know, there's intimidation, et
mm-hmm.
cetera.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. We're talking about that next Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Call up all your homegirls and those of you on the network. You definitely want to tune in next Sunday night, because we're going to end DEI next Sunday night with DEI and women and a woman. And that's awesome, because, It is all of that and some.
That would be nice to get some women on the line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll appeal to all the women. You can call in. You can call into the E-Man After Show and give us your opinion. You know, you can call in and join the conversation. Yes, because we think it's very well needed, because it is a lot of competition when it comes to women. I'm quite sure y'all have, you know, I mean, I just like what you just said. You know, when you talk about status, some people can look at you, not realizing that you could be a millionaire, not realizing you probably have more degrees than a thermometer.
Right.
But they prejudge you by looking at you.
Especially with women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times women, they judge and rate each other upon the outer appearance.
Right.
You know, what bag are you carrying today?
Mm.
What kind of shoes are you wearing? Is your hair done a certain way?
Right. Your nails done. So that's going to be a great topic. To all of my sisters out there, Hispanic sister, Caucasian sisters, African American, yeah, you definitely tell a friend to tune in to the E-Man After Show next Sunday night. We're going to give you women the platform next Sunday night. We're going to give you women the platform to, voice your opinion. Why? Because, you know, it's very well needed. But Dwayne, we're excited, man, that you would join us tonight. We just kind of wanted to tap in a little bit about the church because I know we all see different biases in the church, because one thing hit my head when Mandy was speaking, you know, I don't know why it still is, and we still have this today. We have a lot of men preachers invite women to preach, and they won't even let them preach in the pulpit. I don't even know why that is. You're diverse enough to invite us, but you're not, you know, you won't let us speak. you won't let them speak in the pulpit. Mandy, have you ever experienced anything like that?
I absolutely have.
Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne.
No, I was just saying, Mandy, and you know, that goes back to what you were talking about. A lot of churches have a lot of doctrines, mm-hmm. you know, about women speaking in the pulpit, about preaching, period. What does the word
mean? Right.
And I'm not too sure, and I can't actually go to a scripture there, but I'm you know, people that, you know, what does the word of God say about women preaching?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I
think people get times and customs mixed up with the word of God, because, you know, when we're reading the Old Testament, we have to be able to understand and dissect the timing, first of all, they were in, and the customs they lived by. And it's a difference between, and I know, you know, we know this as believers, there's a difference between principles and the time and customs that the people lived by back then, and the tribes and things of that nature. And I believe that we have had a difficult time dissecting those as believers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so next week, we'll be talking about EDI. DEI, boy, I'm all over the
place.
You're on it.
DEI.
DEI and the woman. And I see some callers standing by. Let's see if we can bring another caller into this conversation. Last four numbers, 2550. You're on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
Hello, my name is Tasha. This is my first time calling in.
I just caught a little bit
of the last few things that you were talking about, so I'm not really sure what the topic is.
Well, the topic tonight is DEI in the church. In the church.
Break that down for her.
Hold on, Ms. Dwayne. Are you there, Ms. Tasha?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Well, awesome. Well, we're glad to have you calling in all the way from Philadelphia. Oh, we're glad you're listening to the E-Man After Show. This is just a men's show where we come around and we just sit around the domino table and have different topics. And one of the topics we want to talk about, diversity, equity, and exclusion. Exclusion.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about. And we're talking about, should it really be implemented in the church? Or let me ask you this question. When you think about DEI, how would you describe DEI?
Like, what is DEI? I'm not really sure what that is.
Well, it's diversity, equity, and it excludes. I would say it's kind of simply like
okay.
this here. It's kind of like.
I didn't know that was the abbreviation for it, but okay, I follow you.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think diversity, diversity in regards to the church. I'm not. I got to think about that because diversity in the church. I mean, it's I don't like. I'm not saying that it's bad or I'm against it or it's not good. But I mean, if everybody go to church and they have the same beliefs. It shouldn't matter whether or not it's diversity or not.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we definitely hear you. In your opinion,
diversity, are you referring to different races or like what do you specifically mean when you say diversity in the church? Like diversity meaning like different races?
Yeah. So when it's pertaining to the church, we're just speaking of our differences all together. So if it's, for example, if it's the way we operate, the way we minister, what ministry you're called to, you know, we all have different assignments. So we're coming from that perspective, and you're absolutely right in the questioning because you asked about race. Broadly speaking, we would normally be speaking of race and gender, you know, things of those of that nature. But when it comes to the church, we're talking about how we operate, how we understand, how we articulate the messages that we preach, what we're talking about when we're speaking, and you know, just things of that nature. So it's mainly towards ministry.
And so we want, since you're a young lady, we wanted a young lady to explain that to you. And so you kind of get where we're going with this tonight?
Yes, absolutely. I follow you 100%.
Yes, ma'am. And so, and one thing about the E-Man After Show, we don't deem down any one opinion. We're not really trying to have the, how would you say it? There is not a correct or right or wrong answer.
Right.
Everyone's opinion is valuable over here because it's all in a conversation.
Right.
And the conversation, if we, you know, just having the conversation, it's all about awareness. And the reason why I say, and the church, you know, I think, you know, it's just my opinion. I just think it's needed in the church today because we're not all monolithic people. We don't all think alike. And so, but if you're making decisions, you know, if you're going to invite me to church, at least let me, if you're going to sit me on the same pew, at least let me be in the boardroom to help make the decision.
Oops. Yeah, yeah. So it's like we're basically with the DEI, we're speaking from a perspective of accepting each other differences in the body of Christ. So we all believe in Christ Jesus as the foundation, but we all operate differently and we have different perspectives.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Well, we thank you for calling.
I understand what you're saying. And I just want to say this, like I was raised in a church.
Yes,
and I had an issue with my pastor, and it actually pushed me away from the church at one point because I got pregnant at 19. I was in college, and because I was not married, he would not christen my child. And I could understand why he wouldn't christen her, even though, you know, she was born out of wedlock, but I felt like she was being punished because of the sin that I did. And let's keep in mind, he had kids before he even became a pastor and turned his life around. So I just kind of felt like, why would you deny me the right to have her Christian because she was born out of wedlock?
Wow, and that's in the church. So we are great. What you just said, why? Because I wonder. Give me your name again. Just out of my mind. What's your name again?
My name is Tasha.
Yeah, Miss Tasha. When you were speaking, Miss Tasha, wonder who made that decision not to christen your child. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
wonder
I had a conversation with my pastor, so he was the one that told me that when I wanted to get a Christian. So I don't know if there was a meeting or anything of that nature, but he was the one that told me that, and I really did not understand it. It didn't make sense. It's like, you know, even if I made a mistake, how do you punish her from being Christian?
Right.
And so
my family was members of the church for, you know, many, many, many years.
Yes. And so it makes me wonder, you know, so do you include me in the church? You see me different, you know, and so that's why we got to have
You know, I was an usher. I was in the choir. I participate in the speakers contest every year. You know, I was a very active member of the church.
Yes, and that, you know, and that's why I think it's important that we have these kind of conversations, if it be the pastor, because, you know, pastors make mistakes too, and they're not always right neither, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because, you know, later down the line, he changed that policy.
That procedure and policy was changed. Why? Because as I listen to you, you probably wasn't the only one that done that away. And so someone had to come to the table. You know, since you inviting us to your church, someone have to come to the table to make the decision and change the principle and policy that was put in place at the church. Okay, that's not even biblical. Why are we doing that?
Yeah, and it makes me think, amen, of tradition.
Tradition,
how we
yes.
talked earlier about dissecting tradition from God's principle. Yeah. I mean, because denying a child.
Yes.
To dedicate the child back to God.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So, yeah. And Tasha, just so sorry to hear that story, you know.
Well, Miss Tasha, we thank you for calling in and listening tonight. I definitely would love for you to call in next Sunday night because we're going to talk about DEI and the woman.
Okay. I think that would be a very good topic. I did. That's when I called in. Y'all was talking a little bit about that. I think
yes,
that would
ma'am.
Be an interesting topic and something that, you know, should be talked about.
Well, I'd love to have you on the panel next Sunday night at 9 o'clock Central. You say you're in Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, I don't know what time it is in Philadelphia. But the show starts at Dallas Central Standard Time down here every Sunday night, the E-Man After Show. I would love for you to come around the table and have the conversation because I think your opinion, I think what you have to say need to be heard.
Yes.
And I would always encourage you, never lose your voice. Always speak, keep
right.
speaking, you know, and I'm quite sure you, as you dedicated your child back to God, she's an awesome child. And we want to hear your perspective about DEI and the woman, because we have a woman on the panel here, Miss Mandy. Miss Mandy also, she has a show that we do on Blog Talk Radio. She's part of the E-Man After Show, and tell a friend.
Okay.
Tell a friend about
okay,
We Talk Radio Network.
Will.
Yes, and y'all call in next Sunday night, and listen, it'll be a great discussion.
Absolutely. I will definitely call in.
Well, thank you for your call tonight, ma'am. You be blessed.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Keep listening. Well, we want to thank Ms. Tasha out of Philadelphia. And we want to thank all of you that's over on the phone lines and on the network. And so that's what we'll be talking about next Sunday night, DEI and the woman. Man, they have gave us a lot of great perspectives of the woman. Well, guys, this has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Mr. DeWayne, I want to thank you as always of coming on and hanging out with me on tonight and having this discussion. And I just think if we're going to make change, we got to keep talking and we got to keep, you know, our voices heard out there. And just want to give a real big shout out to the CEO of We Talk Radio, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Yes, because she allowed us to have a platform to have a voice.
Right.
And we don't shy away from topics. We don't shy. You know, we embrace them.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want E-Man to talk about anything, you're welcome to call into the show. And you're welcome to email me here at E-Man. At WeTalkRadio.com. Listen, this has been, we done did two shows tonight. And I'm throwing notes over here. Why? But I want to thank all of you guys. And on last Sunday night, Mr. DeWayne, I think you closed us out in prayer because there's one thing I do know. No matter what, if we lay it all on the altar, you know, at the end of the day, that's the ultimate decision. That's when we take it to God, even the things that we don't understand, He can reveal to us and we can get understanding. But I always think we have to put it on the altar, you know, and just let God, you know, work out every situation. Remember, we're still in trying times. To those of you that have experienced someone, have lost a loved one through COVID, you know, our prayers are with you. You know, for those of you that are experiencing trying times all around the world, know that we're praying for you. know that no matter what you're dealing with, at the end of the day, God, he's right there. He told us in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I don't care. This is to this individual tonight. I want to say to this individual tonight that's listening to the E-Man After Show all around the world on the network, you may feel like you have made a mistake. You know, the enemy is good about bringing up mistakes and bringing up your past, and he's good about self-condemnation to try to make you feel bad. But no, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you through every situation. Ain't nothing that God will turn his back on you. Now, you may, you know, pull away from God a little bit, but he's still right there with open arms, ready for you to come back home. And so I'm going to end the E-Man After Show in prayer. I want to pray for the nation. I want to pray for the world. I want to pray for every listener. I want to pray that you will have a blessed week this week. Why? Because without God, you know, without God, I don't even know how a person can really make it. But because he reigns on the unjust just as well as the just. And so hopefully you have enjoyed this episode on tonight. But join us back next Sunday night. We'll be back. We'll be back with the E-Man After Show next Sunday night. Let me pray us out. Spirit of the living God, how we thank you on this Lord's Day. Father God, we thank you because you God and you God all by yourself. To that listener that's listening on the line tonight, God, if it be a woman or a man or a child, Father God, bless them this week. I pray a special prayer that they will be blessed. I pray a special prayer that they will be protected. We pray, God, that we plead the blood over COVID. We plead the blood, God, over every situation. Father God, as they go into the workplace, we pray, God, that they will go into the workplace this week, that this week will be the best week of their lives. I pray for that person that need a financial breakthrough. Great God that you are, we pray that you will bless them financially. Then, Father God, I lift up every man that's represented. I lift up every woman that's represented tonight, God. I pray for that person that's downtrodden, that's brokenhearted, that's about to give up, about to throw in the towel. Oh, God, you are so great, and you are so kind. I plead the blood now. Father God, you said in your word that you love us, that you gave your only begotten son. And, Father God, you send a Savior to redeem us from this world. And we pray today, pray for Miss Tasha, who called in all the way from Philadelphia. Bless her this week, God. Bless each and every person. Continue to bless this network. We pray, God, that you will bless this network, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that don't really even trust you, those that don't even want to call on your son's name, we even pray for that person. We pray for the lost today, God. We thank you, God, because you do all things well. And when we come back on next week, God, and continue to have conversation, somebody come back encouraged, empowered, and uplifting. Why? Because they went on We Talk Radio Network all week long. You can start out tomorrow night. You can join us tomorrow on We Talk Radio. We have something for everybody. You can be blessed no matter what show is on. You're going to get some encouragement, some empowerment, and some uplifting right here on We Talk Radio Network. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for Mr. Dwayne. We thank you for Mandy. We thank you for the E-Man After Show. And Father God, until we return again, may the Lord God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you until we meet again. And so in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you bless, and y'all guys, we'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio.